Hi, my name is Dakaran, and welcome to Wacky Zacky Super Duper Enlightened Creation Mastery Sanity Tips. All right, here we go. Sanity tip number one. Stop trying to control things that are impossible to control so that you can feel better and just feel good regardless of the conditions of your external reality. Now, I have good news and bad news for you. The bad news is you have zero control over anything in your external reality. The good news is you have 100% control over your internal reality. And there's even more good news. The only way to control your external reality is by having control of your internal reality. In other words, how you feel. Or a more accurate way of describing it is, you have the complete power to attract and therefore create a much more preferred reality when you get your internal reality into alignment with that preferred, joyful, abundant reality that you desire. In other words, how your current reality is 100% unchangeable, especially related to other people, because it is no one's job to change for you so that you can be happy about a changed condition. It is each person's job to just be how they are and do what makes them happy, not what makes you happy. So, I highly recommend giving up your desire to control people, circumstances, and events in order to feel better, because you're just beating your head against the wall and no one cares what you think or feel about anything. And it's not their job to care what you think and how you feel about them or anything. So all of the unlikable and unlovable circumstances and people that are committing those unlikable and unlovable acts are 100% out of your control, except for how you feel in a general way. Specifically, if you look at that unlovable person or unlovable situation, well, you're not ever going to feel good about it. That's just the basic fact of the matter. So it's impossible to feel good when you look at that unlikable, unlovable thing and talk about that specific unlovable thing. So the solution is, don't look at it. Don't think about it. Don't focus on it. Don't talk about it. Don't blog about it. Don't make videos about it. Don't think about it. Don't protest against it, etc., freaking etc. And because you want to feel good in a general way, instead of thinking about the unlovable thing, think about things that are easy to like, love, and appreciate. For instance, we just ended the whale migration season in Australia. And the stupid Australian government and probably lots of other governments have for decades now strung shark nets out in the ocean to supposedly deter sharks from eating unwary swimmers. And it never has worked. And every year, those stupid shark nets catch and kill turtles and dolphins and whales, etc., killing more creatures than sharks. And personally, I don't even want them to kill sharks because I'm a scuba diver. I love sharks. I'm not on their menu. They like me. I like them. We're cool. Those stupid shark nets just are a joke and they don't work. They just placate humanity to believe that, you know, that the government's actually doing something. They placate the masses to believe that they're safe. And then, of course, the government is indemnified and the politicians are indemnified because they're supposedly doing something about keeping the tourists safe from being eaten by sharks. And just yesterday, this is a bit later now, just the other day before shark season ended, a young humpback whale was hopelessly entangled in one of those stupid, useless nets. Now, obviously, I've got some heat about those stupid, ignorant, useless, wasteful, lame, crappy, fucking shark nets. And if I focus on those stupid, useless, destructive, ludicrous, idiotic, wasteful, destructive shark nets, well, I'm never going to feel good, am I? Ever, 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 ever. And above all, I want to feel good. My primary intent in life is to feel good and be happy. That is why we are all here. None of us came here to feel bad about stupid crap we have no control over. And we're also not here to feel good about stuff that we don't like. So instead of thinking about whales in nets, I've got to think about something else that feels a whole lot better, such as whales being happy and safe and thriving and growing and the whale population expanding, etc., etc. If I think about those stupid, lame-ass nets, then I will feel helpless and disempowered, and to feel more empowered, well, I may take the path of resistance and defiance and protest, and I might try to control the situation with guerrilla fighting tactics, and, you know, my secret agent black ops military mind has already devised a clandestine operation to cut and reel in and destroy those stupid nets, and it feels good. Feels like I have some power and some sort of control to imagine doing that. It feels like I have a bit of control in an uncontrollable, helpless, and powerless situation. But let's say I put all that together. Let's say I've got the money. Let's say I've got the boats. Let's say I've got a whole team of, guerrilla secret fighters. Even if we succeeded, most people do not agree with my assessment of those stupid nets, and if me and my team of secret environmental activists, black ops net destroyers get caught, well, they would probably put us away for life, even though in our minds we're doing something great. And even though the press would be great and I would make millions from the movie rights, to my story, and I would be famous, at the same time, I would have a target on my back, and prison doesn't sound like any fun. It doesn't sound like the path of least resistance. It sounds like the path of most resistance. So, do you get my point here? Taking the path of most resistance gets you in trouble and possibly gets you killed and feels temporarily powerful because you're defying the proverbial Nazis, but the Nazis don't believe they are Nazis. They believe they are doing good and believe you are the bad guy because you're fighting against them. So the path of most resistance might be tempting, and some people need to take that path to gain more clarity about what they want in their life. And as much fun as it can be to lock horns occasionally with a worthy adversary, unfortunately, the Norsemen and the Klingons got it wrong. Dying in battle isn't glorious at all and doesn't get you to Valhalla or Stovelkor any more than dying with joy and love in your heart, which is a lot more fun. I have traversed the path of the warrior, and even though it can earn you a statue, ultimately it's no fun at all, and it just gets bird crap over your head forever and ever. Resistance is not our natural state of being as creators. Our natural state of being is allowance and surrender. And yes, I know it sounds pretty wimpy to be an allower and a surrender and be passive, but I can assure you that it is not. In fact, it can take more courage and mastery and intestinal fortitude to allow other people to be however they are and allow unlovable situations to just be how that crappy situation is without your interference and judgment than it is to fight against what you don't want. Fighting against what you don't want is really a powerless position, because the reason you're fighting against this thing that you don't want and don't like is because you want to feel powerful. You feel powerless against this uncontrollable situation, and you want to feel powerful. Because this unlovable person or this unlikable situation makes you feel powerless and helpless. You feel powerless because you want to feel good. But looking at this unlovable thing or unlovable situation or person doesn't feel good. It makes you feel like a victim. And I can assure you that you are not a victim because you have the power to create whatever you want. But as an all-powerful creator who can create whatever you want, you do not have the ability to impose your reality on anyone else. I don't care how much of a bastard, scumbag, evil person or organization they are. The supposed bad guy has no ability to impose his reality upon you, and you have no ability to impose your supposed more enlightened, peaceful reality upon him. Because this is not a universe of assertion. It is a universe of attraction. And every single experience for everyone is 100% attracted. So a much more empowered position is not one of resistance, but one of allowance and surrender, because allowance is in alignment with how the universe of creation functions and how you powerfully function within it as an immortal creator. If you're running around fighting the good fight against all of the evil foes on planet Earth, well, you do nothing but create and attract a nonstop supply of evil foes and adversaries to try to conquer and destroy and get rid of. Your resistant attitude does not help create what you really want, which is change and peace and to feel good. Instead, your fight, 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 fight attitude just creates more things to fight against that you feel bad about and don't like and don't want. And you may feel empowered when you are in the throes of battle, especially if you are winning. But this kind of victory is a shallow and ultimately meaningless victory, because a person convinced against their will is of the same opinion still. Your holier-than-thou attitude may feel good to you temporarily, especially if your valiant cause is vindicated by society and other people who agree with you. But when the day is done, you won't really feel any better, because there's always another war to be fought and you're just playing the victim game. And so your victory is a hollow one, because you haven't really achieved what you want, which is to feel better and to feel happy. The happiness you feel from victory is temporary, because there is always something else to be unhappy about and need to change so that you can feel better. And you can't spend your entire life putting out fires and trying to control every little thing to feel better. It is a waste of your powerful creative energy trying to change external reality so that you can feel better, because there will always be a non-stop supply of things that you are going to have to change so that you can feel better. And your attention upon unwanted things just attracts more unwanted things to change in order for you to feel better. So your only creative power is in what you are attracting and therefore creating. You have no creative ability to stop a war or to stop ignorance or stop abuse or any of the 10 million possible unlovable things that you could be unhappy about and judge and condemn. But you have 100% control over how much of those unlikable and unlovable things you are attracting into your life or not, and therefore creating more of. So remember how we started. You have no control, zero control over over external reality. But you have 100% control over your internal reality. And your internal reality is what attracts to you based on what you're primarily thinking about. So you got to learn how to live and let live and live and let die, because you can't create other people's realities for them. And you can't attract what people want for them in their own lives. And you can't impose your evil badness or your goodness upon them. You're not anyone's fairy godmother. You can't rescue anyone from their dismal lives, because, first of all, no one is disempowered in any way, because everyone creates their own realities, and therefore no one needs rescuing. And every single experience every single person has and has ever had was attracted by them to themselves based on how they were thinking. And regardless of how good or bad those experiences and situations may appear, everyone has the ability to attract even better people and better situations into their lives. And all it takes is focus on what you want rather than focusing on what you don't want. Fighting the good fight is 100% focus upon what you don't want. Whereas allowance and surrender is allowing what already is to just be however it is. It's already been created, good or bad, and give current reality very little focus, especially a lack of focus upon unwanted things. You can't control current reality. It's done. It's already been done. And instead, focus on the only thing you have any creative control over, and that is what you will create and want to create into your life. Because what you want, what you really want, is a completely new thing. Not to change the old thing that is vexing you. And this gets tricky in regards to people, because you may be with someone you actually like and love, but there are things about them and your relationship that, hey, could use a little bit of improvement maybe, or maybe even a lot of improvement. And you may think that what you want is for them to change so that you can experience an improved condition and therefore be happier. But that's not what you really want. What you really want is to just feel good in general. You really just want to be happy regardless of the condition of your relationship or the condition of anything in your life or anyone else's life or life on planet Earth. And in regards to this relationship, you don't really want to change the current relationship, which is impossible because it already exists. It's already been created. It already is how it is. It has already been created by you and the other person. What you really want is a completely new relationship. You want the relationship of your dreams that really is unspecifically related to that other person. And that dream relationship may suit your current partner, or it may not. If it does, and they are in alignment with that improved relationship, then you will both transform into that improved relationship. But remember, if you want change in your life, you got to change your internal reality. Then your external reality will change to match your improved higher vibration. And your current partner will transform with you, because that is also their desire, if it is their desire, or if they are more in a resistant attitude, then they will just leave you gently without big dramas and traumas, and it will be a blessing and not a curse. But whatever they do, that is 100% out of your control, because it's not their job to change for you so that you can be happy. It's not your lover's job, or your friend's job, or your parents' job, or your children's job, or your boss's job, etc., to change so that you can be happy. The only way to get what you want is to become a master of allowance, where you let everyone be however they need to be, without your judgments and your condemnation and your demands and your impositions and your mandates, etc., to be how you need people to be so that you can experience improved conditions. The point is, you don't need conditions to change to be happy. You can be happy regardless of your external conditions. You can be happy regardless if you are with the lover of your dreams or the friend of your dreams or the parent of your dreams or the child of your dreams, etc., etc. You can be happy regardless if you have the job of your dreams or not. You can be happy whether you have the life of your dreams or not, or the career of your dreams or not, etc. That is the essence of unconditional love. That is how to be an unconditional liver and lover and be happy all the time. To literally live the life of your dreams. And to get the life of your dreams, you must get happy first. Even though you don't have what you want yet, that you believe will make you happy. To create the life of your dreams, you got to stop fighting against what you don't like and don't want, and not fight for what you do want either. But instead, just allow what you want to come to you. The pathway of power is not resistance and fight, 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 and conquer and kill and destroy and overcome. The true path of power is surrender and allowance. The entire idea of fighting for what you want was invented from the lie that we must prove our worth by how much we have struggled and overcame adversity to get what we want from some sort of interventionist god, or he who struggles the most wins the prize, and at least in heaven, that is. I may not get the prize down on earth, but maybe they'll get granted it up in heaven. But there is no such thing as an interventionist fairy godfather-like being that is judging your worthiness by how much you have struggled and sacrificed in order to deserve to go to the grand ball. We are not little helpless, powerless, downtrodden children who need daddy to give us candy and an allowance because we've been good little kids. The interventionist God idea is a completely childlike, ignorant premise, because God, Source, cannot impose goodwill or even bad will, for that matter, upon anyone, because that would be contrary to the laws of creation. This is a creation, a universe, a planet of attraction, not assertion. And everything is attracted, not asserted. So everything is attracted to you, not asserted upon you. It is impossible to assert anything upon anyone against their will, because we are all God. Bum, 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 bum. And God can't impose its will upon itself. That would just be stupid. That is illogical and it makes no sense. An interventionist God only makes sense if you see yourself as helpless and powerless, and where you feel helpless and powerless to create what you want. And therefore you need a parent-like God that you must prove your worth to give you what you want, because you've been a good little baby. But if life's experiences have given you a level of wisdom and mastery, because you have paid attention and you now have a greater level of wisdom about the forces of creation, it should be refreshingly obvious by now that there is no such thing as an interventionist, assertive, godlike overlord granting wishes to the good little children and punishing the bad ones like Santa Claus, especially because some people seem to be breaking the rules and prospering greatly, and they seem to be having a lot more fun than the sticklers for following the rules, commandments, and regulations. I mean, that's why the religious clergy came up with the bogus notion that the reward doesn't come down here on earth, but it comes in the supposed afterlife. As long as you played your cards right, here on Earth. And they missed the point of this grand creation and human experience entirely, because this magnificent leading edge human experience is the reward. Life is the reward. Creation is the reward. Sensuality, the sensual experience of being in a body, is the reward. Creating what we want is the reward. Joy is the reward. Sex is the reward. Relationship is the reward. Love is the reward. Creativity is the reward. Being excited and inspired and passionate and being happy and creative is the reward. Sensuality, sexuality, fun, adventure, doing fun things with your friends, all of that. Even winning at things that are fun to do. That's all the reward, etc., etc. There is no reward, quote unquote, in the afterlife for some, for the worthy ones, that is, you know, and denial of that reward for others, for the supposed unworthy ones. Absolutely everyone, regardless of their religious belief or lack thereof, and regardless of what goodness or atrocities they have committed, or what their sexual orientation, or the countless billions of things that we can judge people as being right or wrong about, there is no such thing as judgment, and everyone goes home, so to speak. Everyone goes to heaven, so to speak, to pure positive energy when they croak, without exceptions. There's no panel of judges or one big-ass judge with a big white beard judging anyone's eternal fate, because everyone is immortal and eternal and 100% perfect and divine, and that is a given and can't ever change. And everyone is Source. Everyone is God. And no divine being ever judges anyone else for any reason, because as Source, we are all the essence of unconditional love. In fact, it is not even possible for anyone to judge anyone else, because remember, this is a universe of attraction and allowance and inclusion, not assertion. So if someone judges you, well, you attracted it, baby. But you have only attracted it because you judge yourself. Boom! Mic drop. You are ultimately your only judge. You are the only being in the entire universe of universes who can judge and condemn you. And you're the only one who can grant yourself amazing rewards or deny yourself those amazing infinite blessings. It's your choice. You're the only one who can create and attract to yourself the love and the blessings and the joy and the well-being and the abundance and the riches and the fun to yourself. And you're the only one who can block those joyful blessings from coming to you because of your resistance, by focusing on what you don't want and don't like, and focusing on the lack of what you do want, and by trying to prove your worth that does not need proving, and by buying into the lies of hard work and struggle and sacrifice and victimhood and good and bad and evil and sin and prove your worth, which are all lies passed down just ignorantly, because they just, people didn't know better, from generation to generation. A whole pack of lies that were dreamed up by unaware, uneducated, gullible, unenlightened, unwise, closed-minded people who believed in the greatest swindle of all time, the lie of unworthiness, bum, 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 and the lie of limitation, and the great biggie that's been propagated for millennia, the lie of sin. Bah! The only truth is, we are all infinite, all-powerful, immortal souls here on Earth for the joy and fun of it. We're here for the joy of creation. None of us is here to prove anything to anyone, because God does not need us to prove our worth to it, him, her. God does not need to prove its own worth to itself. So that means you don't have to prove your worth to yourself or anyone. And you certainly don't need to prove your worth to other humans, etc., or lovers, or partners, or friends, or your parents, or your family, or your community, etc. So let yourself off of everyone else's hooks, and let everyone else off of yours. And let yourself and everyone else be free to be, do, and have whatever they want. It's time to be an unconditional lover and an unconditional liver. It's time to start having fun creating whatever you want without reservation and without resistance. And always remember, you have the complete freedom and power to literally create anything you want without judgment. So get to it, baby. Start bloody living the joyful, free, abundant lifestyle you were meant to be living. Because your every wish is your command. All right, so I hope you enjoyed my vodcast, Wacky Zacky's Cosmic Sanity Tip Number 1, where you stop trying to control things that are impossible to control to feel better. Instead, be happy regardless of the conditions of your life or the conditions on planet Earth. All right. So if you got something from that, please share it with your friends. Bless them with these amazing teachings. Come visit me at zakiron.com for more self-empowering goodies to help you become a conscious and deliberate creator of reality, to create whatever you want and create that amazing lifestyle of you love. My name is Zakiron, and I help success-minded people create the happy and abundant lifestyle you love. Thanks again for watching this video or listening to this podcast, and I wish you immense joy and abundance on your magnificent journey of divine creation. And of course, remember to make life a holiday. Woohoo!